Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
They both stand for freedom and hope for the law.
You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. On Thursday, the International Olympic Committee banned protests by athletes who are on the field of play in the Olympic Village and during medal and other official ceremonies at the 2020 Olympics. Predictably, outspoken Trump hater Megan Rapinoe defiantly responded via Instagram that she will not be silenced, saying, quote, "So much being done about the protests, so little being done about what we are protesting about." Oh, she's so inspiring. We will not be silenced. Joining us now is Matt Philbin, managing editor of MRC Culture at Newsbusters. Matt, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, for those of you who don't know who Megan Rapinoe is, she earned notoriety in 2016 when she copied Colin Kaepernick's shining example of protesting during the national anthem. The difference for me, however, is that Rapinoe plays for the U.S. women's soccer team. Matt, you tell me if I'm off base here, but don't you think it's a little inappropriate and, frankly, hypocritical for her to be disparaging the flag of her country while playing in her country's uniform with the flag on her jersey?
Oh, everything about this woman is hypocritical.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's not just me.
Yeah, no, it's a ridiculous position to put the team in, to put her teammates in, and you know, she obviously has no love for the country, so is this really who we need, you know, representing us? She's there for her career. She's there for her politics. She's there for her ego. And that's about it. And she's a distinctly unlikable person with a huge axe to grind, huge chip on her shoulder. And she just will not stop insulting everyone and everything that she thinks that she doesn't agree with.
Yeah, well, and I recognize she's talented. There's no denying that she's sure a talented player. But, you know, there's something very special about representing one's country through sport, about donning the jersey that bears your flag. But she doesn't have a right to play. And I guess my issue is, why not cut her? Why not bench her? If you can't behave in a manner that is respectful to the country whom you represent, bench her. Put her on the bench, or frankly, just cut her. We don't need her that bad. If they can't win without her, then frankly, I'd rather lose than have her embarrass the country.
Yeah, but the problem is, look at all the headaches that the NFL has had since it dropped Kaepernick, and they didn't drop Kaepernick. He walked away from a contract with the 49ers,
right?
And understandably, nobody wanted to touch him after that.
Sure, because he's not worth it. First off, he wasn't that good a player anyway.
No.
And frankly, you're right. It's if you're an NFL manager, why do you want that headache? Why do you want to deal with the fan rejection? It's not worth it. And I think the same thing here.
Well, that's right. But she hasn't given them an opportunity She hasn't walked away, and they're not certainly not going to fire her. She's a lesbian. She considers herself a political dissident. The problems she could raise for USA Soccer far eclipse the headache of having her around now. I'm sure that's the way they see it.
You know, I guess, I don't know, for me, you know, as national athletes, first and foremost, they're ambassadors. And above all else, they represent something far bigger than themselves. If she hates her country or her president, that's her absolute right. But she should keep it to herself when she's on the field. You know, they have the right to voice their opinions and their beliefs. Yet when you, I don't know, when you put on the jersey, you're not there as an individual. You're there to represent your country. And that means that, you know, when the national anthem is sung, you making a statement based on your personal beliefs is wrong. Do it on your own time.
Yeah. I mean, this is far, I think, worse than Kaepernick. This is, I think, a direct slap in the face at the position, the privilege she's been given to represent her country. It's something that, you know, I'm sure there are a million women soccer players who want to be on that team who would take her position in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely.
And they do it without essentially giving the finger to their own country. And that's why this is such a shame and it's such a disgrace. But she knows that she's in the driver's seat because she will always have the press on her side. She is something of a secular saint to them because she's a big mouth. And, you know, the same deferential treatment they give Kaepernick, they are giving her. And, you know, I can't imagine why the Olympics banning political statements under their, you know, official guise is incomprehensible to her, or why she finds it so horrible. You think about the Olympics, what they're for. I'm not a big fan of the Olympics, by the way. I think it's an awful lot of hype. But look, you've got 100 countries competing or whatever it is. If everybody wants to make a political statement from every country about whatever, I mean, the thing is going to get out of hand. It's already a kind of a mess. So they quite sensibly put restrictions on it. She says, no, they're not, you know, she's already angry about something, or she thinks she's going to be angry about something 6 months from now. So she's an outrage machine is basically what it is. You know, they're not going to silence me 6 months from now at the Olympics. I'll be angry and I'll stand up and okay. So that's what you do. That's who
right.
You are. And, we really shouldn't take it seriously then.
No, but you know, I would question her if we spun it in a different direction and said, okay, fine, we're going to allow political speech and we're going to allow your teammates to wear MAGA hats and Trump 2020 bandanas if they want and see what she thinks of that. Because she does hate the president. We're going to allow that. And, you know, conversely, we're also going to allow the Islamic nations to force, you know, their athletes to wear whatever they want to wear. And we're going to allow other countries to promote jihadism and anti-American. You know, I mean, you see that's the problem with this. I imagine if they did that, she wouldn't want that. I imagine that if they said you could wear Trump 2020 material, she would be offended by that. Or anti-LGBT. See what I mean?
Sure.
Oftentimes, the left is all for free speech as long as it's free speech they agree with. And that's the problem with this.
I would go so far as to say they've left free speech behind long ago.
Right.
This is the cancel culture. And these are the people who, you know, if you do not toe whatever line it is they want, you're dead to them. So, Yeah, I think that would be a wonderful position to put her in, and just to watch her twist in the wind. She's a tremendous hypocrite in those terms, and I think that she's indicative of the strain of the left that we are dealing with now, that has left essentially liberalism behind. It's no longer liberal. It is authoritarian.
Right.
And I think we would find her real quickly heading in that authoritarian direction.
You know, same of tolerance of only things that they agree with. And, you know, here's exactly. The ultimate hypocrisy here. Remember that without the flag, without the country, without the anthem, she's just another person kicking a ball around. And I might add that no doubt making a decent amount of money off of the fame that she's garnered from wearing the uniform she seems to despise so much. You know, Matt, I found the story that you guys had up absolutely fascinating. I've posted it on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if my listeners want more information, where can they go to read more of your stuff?
They can go to newsbusters.org. And that specific story they will find under culture. There are different tabs at the top of the page. And if they go under culture, they'll find more stories about sports, about entertainment, and just this sort of, questions of patriotism, family, etc.
I appreciate it. Thank you again, brother. Thanks for joining us. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you. It's excellent talking to you.
Cancel culture. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Without a doubt. Coming up, Doug Badger from the Heritage Foundation is going to tell us what's next for Obamacare now that the individual mandate has been found unconstitutional. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.